Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 241. This is the show recorded on the 28th of March, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. Apologies for being a day late, but it's Catherine's fault.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I forgot.
Apologies if Catherine sounds a little distorted. It's because she's facing different points of the room rather than facing the microphone.
Fine, I'll turn it off.
You should turn it off. We're trying to do Gamercast. There's not time to play games.
Now for the news.
A bit of Gamercast related news up first. The Gamercast Windows Phone 7 application is now available.
Yeah, and it's free.
It's free. Download it and you can keep up to date on what's going on in the Gamercast land with it.
Gamercast land.
Yeah, if you just go on the website, there's a link to it in there, or just search for Gamercast on the Windows Phone Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are going to ask, an Android one may be upcoming sometime this year if we think there's real need for it, which at the moment we don't think there is. As for iOS, obviously there's no need for that because it's a dying platform.
I'm sure people will disagree with you, Paul.
It's true. If we're going to support any platform, it's going to be Android, isn't it? Yes, it is. Anyway, first up, bit of Resident Evil stuff.
Yeah!
For those who want to be recruited by the Raccoon City Police Department, like someone is around here.
Yeah, so there's a Capcom officially announced today, which is good that we are doing Gamecast today, because otherwise we would have had to wait until next week. Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. So it's kind of like...
You say it right. Raccoon.
Raccoon.
Or as I say, stupid city that is stupid.
Okay, so if those of you who may remember, there was Resident Evil Outbreak on the PS2.
I remember Code Veronica, which is the one I think I had.
Oh yeah, Code Veronica.
Was it Code Veronica X or just Code Veronica?
Yep, on the PS2, Code Veronica X.
Yes, I had that.
Yeah.
Actually, did I have it or did I think I was going to get it and then never did?
I had a Devil May Cry demo.
Actually, no, I don't think I did have it.
Okay. So
I had
yeah,
Jack and Daxter.
Outbreak came out on the PS2 and Outbreak 2.
PS2. A dinosaur console.
And that was like a team-based Resident Evil game, which actually used the online stuff that the PS2 had, which of course not that many people used. But we've now got Operation Raccoon City that's coming out, which is a team-based Resident Evil game that uses the interwebs.
It uses the interwebs, does it?
So,
that's interesting
so
information.
You could say it's, you know... You could have said for the last few years, why haven't Capcom done something with Resident Evil that's like Left 4 Dead? Well, now they are.
But now it's too late, because what's the point?
No, it'd be good. I reckon it'd
yeah,
be good.
Yeah, but why don't you just play Left 4 Dead?
Four-player co-op. I imagine it'll be third person.
Oh, dear.
Well, it is Resident Evil. But then it'd probably look kind of silly if you had four people in third person, like they do.
To be honest, I think it looks silly anyway.
Well, that's Leon. That's not from it. That's from Resident Evil 2.
To be honest, I think it looks a little silly anyway.
Either way, it's coming out winter this year. And it's, sorry, excuse me. Coming
winter,
out on PS3.
Northern Hemisphere.
Yes. Sorry. PS3, Xbox 360, and Windows. I think it could be really cool.
Maybe.
And it's based in Raccoon City, so that makes it awesome.
Yep. Also, 15th anniversary of Resident Evil is also jib-jabbing about.
Yep.
And
which
now
means... Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica X are having HD remakes.
Are now having rehashes to make more money.
Which are being released on the 360. Well, Resident Evil 4, the newest console it's been on is the Wii. Code Veronica, newest console was PS2. Which so it's quite nice that they're re-releasing them. It means it's got achievements too.
Achievements are good.
Yay. So Xbox 360 and PS3 releases for these. It's going to be a download version, not an actual retail release, unless of course Capcom feel the need to.
No, I think they do well with a retail release.
Do a retail release. So I was just yawning.
Don't yawn. We're trying to do the show.
I know. I'm tired.
Well, if you're tired, why are we doing the show?
Because we can't do it any other time. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. As well as that, because they also announced in this piece of news for Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica X, and as well as mentioning it in the Raccoon City thing, Resident Evil Mercenaries, it's coming out for the 3DS, which is coming out, I think they've said, about June time. They've confirmed there's going to be a demo for Resident Evil Revelations on the Mercenaries cart.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame that that noise at the start.
Well, I've got my second recording. This is a bit longer, though. Anyway, you were saying about Resident Evil?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to Mercenaries, because I had a play of it back at that 3DS event, and I thought it was alright. So it'd be cool to give it
a play. See, if we weren't using SoundForge, I could edit that a bit and just, you know, make the voice stand out a bit more. But it's too late now, isn't it? It's too late. You wanted to do the podcast. Anyway, F1 2011 has been announced. Strangely enough, it is the sequel to F1 2010. Again, by Codemasters, blah, 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 blah. We'll feature the Indian GP, blah, 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 out on the 23rd of September. Yeah, is there, like, any releases for, like, the PSP2 or 3DS or anything like that coming?
Yes, they've said there's going to be a 3DS and an NGP version, but there'll be a limit.
Don't call it the NGP, it's the PSP2.
Sorry, PSP2.
Because if we all start calling it the NGP, and then it comes out, I'm going to get really irritated. Like, just like I got irritated people calling, oh, the 360 is a next-gen console. It's 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
So next up, I was watching this trailer again, because I love this trailer. There's a game, an indie game being developed called There's No Time to Explain. Did you see the video that, while I was watching it at all? Did you hear it?
I'm sure you heard it. I see a lot of stuff.
Okay, fine. So this little indie game that's coming out for Windows, and they hope to be able to release it on 360 as well at some point, should they get the funds. But it's quite a cute little platformer which has to do with time travel.
What did we just say it was a PC game?
This is coming out on PC.
Okay, cool, yeah.
With the money they make from the PC version, they're hoping to be able to expand it out onto other platforms.
Can't they just release it on like the 360 indie marketplace?
I don't know. For some reason, it's like it's not expensive. I'm not sure why they're not doing that.
Exactly. We have the thing, so the thing that we can do that.
Originally, it was a Flash game on Newgrounds. But now they're expanding it to be an actual release. So maybe it's because they don't have anyone that could do X and A. I don't know.
Well, what are they developing it in on the PC?
I don't know.
Or are they just hosting it within a Flash executable?
I don't know.
Which would be really cheap and nasty.
It looks really cool, though. So it's kind of like, you could say, Super Meat Boy meets some kind of platform game with a gun, with Mario-esque jelly-like moving in stuff. If anyone's played Six Golden Coins in the kind of Halloween-y levels, they'll know what I mean when I say about the slow-moving jelly that you go in. Did you play Six Golden Coins? Did you ever have a Game Boy?
What? Game Boy?
You didn't have a Game Boy, did you?
I was a cool kid and had a PC.
Yeah, did you ever have a Game Gear?
No. Waste of money.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, great. The batteries last 20 minutes in it. And now I need
six batteries.
Now I need to buy another 20 batteries for it.
Okay. But yeah, so I recommend you check out the video for There's No Time to Explain. It's on the Gamercast website, so if you pop on there, you'll see it.
Or use the Gamercast application, yeah. You can use that.
Uh-huh. If you have a Windows phone. If you don't have a Windows phone, go out and buy one so you can get the Gamercast app. next up, Family Farm has been announced by Iceberg Interactive,
this is these people who do all these games.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a farm sim. So they've grabbed elements of,
I see it's got chickens.
Harvest Moon, and because, of course, with the recent boom in Farmville and all that kind of stuff. And so they made what looks like quite a cute little...
It actually does look quite
good.
It
looks quite nice.
Because the thing is, like, I played Viva Pinata just to grow plants and stuff.
Mm.
So, you know...
And, like, it doesn't look a bit bad like Farming Simulator did. And it looks quite nice. Visually,
well, yeah, Farming Simulator is obviously for hardcore people.
Yeah, who don't care so much.
Who don't care about wasting an afternoon sowing some crops.
But yeah, so it looks quite nice. You manage your farm workers as well, who are like your family. And you have to prepare the soil, sow the seeds, make sure everything's harvested, look after the livestock, all that kind of stuff that Harvest Moon has.
Make sure the chickens don't escape.
Different. It's just totally different looking, but it looks really nice.
We now want them hanging around Liverpool.
It's coming out May this year, so pretty soon.
We've also got a new Katamari
perhaps
game potentially coming out. So this is based on a trademark filing, I assume. This is what I read the other day. Yeah.
For Katamari Amore, they've registered Katamari Amore, if that's how you'd say it.
I would pronounce it Katamari Amore.
Okay. Or Katamari Amore Rolling Whopper.
Rolling Whopper. Oh, great.
Which sounds a bit weird.
It does sound weird.
I think it'd be cool if they do it, because, of course, the last one was Katamari Forever on the PS3, which was all right.
But it wasn't as good as Beautiful Katamari on the 360, which had achievements.
Yes, although Beautiful Katamari is never as good as me and my Katamari.
What, on the PSP?
Or We Love, or Katamari Damacy.
Have you got the PSP one?
I have the PSP one. The PSP one was my first Katamari game.
Oh, yeah, because I saw we had it at work the other day.
I love it to death. It has a lovely instruction book in that as well. So hopefully that will happen, because I'd love another Katamari game. And especially
you've got the Windows
firmware. The 360. I'd love a 3DS version.
Yeah, 3DS version.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Anyway, let's talk about SpongeBob.
SpongeBob Squiggle Pants. I like the name.
Right, let's move on to the next
item. This is a 3DS title that has been announced and is coming out in May by THQ. And it's
a game.
It's a game full of little kind of puzzle games.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I think he said. It's 100 hysterical nano games.
Oh.
It uses the tilt sensor.
Great. And you know what? Do you know what puts me off? Stupid loads of mini games. It's like, come on, people.
It uses the touchscreen, the tilt sensor.
Oh, I should hope
And of course, controls as usual. But from the sounds of it, that's all it is, which is a bit silly, because some people do like a good little platformer every now and again. First SpongeBob game on the 3DS.
Let's talk a bit about the Nintendo 3DS launch, because obviously that's now come out pretty much
everywhere
now, apart from maybe Zimbabwe
and
perhaps Bangladesh, but pretty much everywhere else.
It came out in Japan back in February. Was it 25th?
It's the end of February.
And then we had it on the March 25th. Friday. Actually, so no, it wouldn't have been February 25th. March 25th. And then America had it on the 27th, which is a Sunday, weirdly enough. So the big major countries have it now. Or the bigger countries with the flagship kind of
launches. Let's say the primary markets.
There you go.
i.e.
the people with lots of money with to spend. Monies. According to places like Amazon and other retailers, 3DS has actually had the most pre-orders ever, which is pretty crazy. It may not be selling as well in some stores.
Basically, it's done all right.
Yeah.
I
think it's probably done a lot better online from the sounds of it. Probably because of the price.
In Japan, they managed to shift almost 500,000 in the first couple of days. But even that doesn't strike me as being fantastic. Obviously, for the UK and rest of Europe and North America, we'll have to wait a while.
Yeah, like a week or so.
For the figures to be jib-jabbed out.
The charts came out today, because, of course, it's Monday.
Oh, yeah, did the games make any impact?
Number 6.
What game was that?
Street Fighter.
So Street Fighter
made number 6. Made I think it was six. It was around 6 or something like that.
That is not very
the
good.
The one straight after was Pilot Wings. Super Monkey Ball was in the chart. Samurai Warriors never made it. Nintendogs was in it, but nowhere near as high to the top. More like 10 or something like that. Number 1 was Crisis 2.
Not surprising, since it was the main release last week.
Yeah. Well, as we said last week's show notes, on last week's show even, yeah. It was more popular release. I quite like my 3DS though. I'm so happy I got it.
Yeah, it's alright. Duke Nukem Forever has been delayed again.
Yeah.
Wait, cancelled again. Wait, delayed again.
Delayed.
Cancelled.
Delayed. It was originally coming out May 2nd or May 3rd or May 4th, something around that time. It's now coming out June 10th June 10th internationally, so over here, and June 14th in America land. And that is, of course, for 360, PS3, and PC. I wonder if they've done that so they can have it at E3 and people haven't been able to have played it.
Maybe.
Either way, they claim they haven't purposely done it.
Well, obviously,
but
they
kind of think they have
purposely do it.
Well, because the thing is, it's been delayed from every other developer. It would seem a little weird had not been delayed.
They decided it needed another couple of weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, there's that for any Duke Nukem fans. Apologies, you have to wait a little bit longer.
Well, let's be honest, Duke Nukem is a rubbish series.
I've never really liked the Duke that much.
Why play that when you could be playing Quake 1?
Well, why would I want to play a game with women's boobs and all that other stuff?
Why play Quake 1 when you could play Duke Nukem Forever? The game which surely must have more boobs in it. And more catchy, lame-o one-liners.
Yeah, really
like,
bad one-liners.
My name's the guy. Hi. That's the only thing I can think of.
With cigars and...
Well, the thing is, I've always only ever played the best games.
I played Duke Nukem once, but I just never really liked it.
Yeah, I played it, and it was just like, well, I could just be playing Quake, which is a better, not only technically, but from gameplay point
Quake
of view.
Two.
Well, I mean, Quake 2 destroys it.
I like
Quake 2 single-handedly destroys every other first-person shooter up until Half-Life 1. See, a lot of people prefer Quake 1. But I actually quite liked the slightly slower pace of Quake 2. I thought it worked quite well. Because obviously Quake 1 was just... you're all over the place. and obviously Quake 3 was a sort of mix between the two, which worked really well for multiplayer. Because having a little bit faster pace in multiplayer is all right. Because then people like me, who don't camp, win. Oh, by the way, Gary, you're not invited to my Quake 3 tournament.
Quake 3 tournament, huh?
Yeah.
Next up, Trine 2. So Trine was originally on Windows and the PS3. And Trine 2 was announced sometime last year, I think. Sorry. I'm really yawny.
We're trying to record the show.
I was really yawning when I was doing those videos yesterday as well. I can't help it. So Trine 2 came out originally on PC and PS3, and is now the sequel is coming out on Xbox 360, PS3, and Windows, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like a puzzle game that uses physics as well.
In the way
you solve the puzzles.
That's cool.
And it's also pretty nice looking. There's a new trailer that Atlas have released, because Atlas are publishing it in America, which is quite cool. Although I'm not sure who that means it's being published by over here, because that's a bit weird. But yeah, so Atlas released a new trailer recently, which is pretty cool, and shows loads of gameplay. And visually it looks awesome, I must say, for a puzzle game. You keep getting it wrong.
I don't know what my Quake Live password is anymore. It shows the last time I flipped
it. Originally, it was coming out a little bit sooner than the date I'm about to say, but it's been put back now to summer of this year. So, no specific date as of yet. But, that's pretty much it. So, it's an arcade title, though, so not a retail release. But it looks pretty good. And then finally, for this week, because there's not that much news about, Fight Night Champion has its first piece of DLC arriving on March 29th for 360 and March 30th on PS3.
And what will this DLC contain? Is it just fighters, or is it like an extension to the storyline or something?
So, it adds bare knuckle fighting into the prison chapters of the game. I'm saying that wrong. Okay, so there was bare knuckle fighting in the prison bit. I don't remember seeing that. I remember seeing Tim in prison.
I remember seeing Tim having the crap beaten out of him.
So it allows you to do the bare knuckle stuff in normal play. So you can do it in online and offline, and it's not timed.
I think they've deleted my flipping Quake Live account.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'd delete it.
Oh.
I'll have to make another one.
So this old school rules, which is what it's called, because it's bare knuckle fighting, you can't play in the mode.
Yeah, my account expired back in October.
Oh, whoopsie. They expire after 90 days of inactivity.
Oh, but they say just log in and it will come back. Oh yeah, of course it will.
No, they said it's due to expire in 14 days.
Oh, all right, all right. Anyway, stop reading out my emails to everyone on the show.
Sorry, Paul.
I'm trying to play Quake Live, even though it's a full-screen application, and when it starts up, you'll get angry.
You can't play in this mode as all the boxes, but it also then puts in five new boxes, which are Jack Johnson, Jack Dempsey, Joe Lewis, and Rocky... I can't read that.
Rocky Balboa?
No.
Cool. He's that guy from The Thing with the guy.
I don't know. How would I say that surname?
Don't know.
Marciano? I don't know. And Floyd Patterson. Either way, 800 Microsoft points for this new mode and a few new boxes, or $10. You could... Sorry. I feel like I'm about to sneeze. You can also buy
cough to me.
Well, no, my nose started rocking up. You can get the individual boxes for 160 Microsoft points each.
Pass.
Or you can buy just the new mode for 340 points.
I think I'll pass on that.
Uh-huh.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters...
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. A couple of letters this week. First up, we have a letter from Calidor. He says, I heard that we are not going to play Tommy in Prey 2 and that we're going to be the security guy from the trailer. But keep up the good work. I love the podcast and everything else is great. Oh, he says, actually, no. And everything else, you are great. There we go.
Great in capital letters.
Great.
Awesome. Thank you, Calidor. Yeah.
Prey?
What?
What?
That's cool to know that he's definitely not Tommy. Is he definitely not Tommy? Are we sure he's not Tommy?
How am I supposed to know? I didn't even like the game.
Security guy's name in the trailer? I haven't seen the trailer yet. I saw that there was some... live action trailer that was released, but I hadn't seen any actual gameplay trailers yet. Thank you for the tidbit. I will look into it.
Yes. Anyway,
hopefully they'll have it at E3
moving
and
along,
I can play it.
Moving along, like I said. Do we really want to read this out?
You can.
We're not going to read that out.
It's like spam or something.
Well, it's not spam. Correcting us on last week where we were like, Morrison, who are they, and blah, blah, blah. So some guy who remain...
Why were we talking about Morrison?
I don't know. Will remain anonymous.
Oh, we said posted, Morrison's. Okay,
posted
I remember.
Posted the history of Morrison's.
Yeah, because I said that it was how much blah, blah, and Morrison's, and you said Morrison's. What the hell's that? Or something like that.
Okay, anyway. Got a letter that says, I don't have anything against Peter Molyneux's games. In fact, I have a signed copy of Fable 3 and found him highly rude, in my opinion. But on another note, for the upcoming release of Mortal Kombat, what is it is going to be called?
What is it actually going to be called? Well, it's Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 9.
PSN says Mortal Kombat 9, but I'm sure it'll just be Mortal Kombat.
I mean, a lot of the in-game branding was just Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they don't really need to slap a number on it, because the thing is, the last time just a plain Mortal Kombat came out was quite a while ago. So.
Yeah, so Mortal Kombat is what we're calling it. If people want to be specific, we're saying Mortal Kombat 2011. Mm. In brackets. Meaning not the first one.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, do you know if it will have the toasty guy pop up in it again? Well, that is quite definitive, it will.
Yes.
Hence the sound clips you would have heard earlier on, which will now have to be played again. Yeah. So, the same dude, whatever his name is, Dan something, whoever the guy is.
The sound guy.
Did you not have a look last night when I told you to have a look?
Don't know. When did you tell me to have a look?
Last night.
Did you?
Dan Forden is the toasty man,
mm-hmm.
who is the
audio designer guy,
composer. So yeah, and he also has on his t-shirt, it's a picture of some toast.
Scores highly in your
books, people like Jamie who assume that he's an actual character in the game who does awesome uppercuts. You won't understand that, but Skip will understand it. We had this weird guy come in the other day, he like hangs out in there and pretends to be our mate and everything, and he's like, dude, go away. So anyway, Skip was telling him Well, they were talking about Mortal Kombat, and he was saying, oh yeah, I'm the biggest Mortal Kombat fan, I can kick your butt, whatever. And Skip like, well, do you know if the new one's got the toasty guy in it? And then it goes off into a conversation, and he says, the what? And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, the guy who does the really cool uppercuts. And it's like,
oh my God.
That guy is foul. So yeah, anyway. So yeah, the toasty dude is in it.
Not in the demo, though. They've taken him out.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be in the demo on the PlayStation at the moment, because after extensive uppercutting people, I couldn't get it to trigger. So I assume it's been taken out of the demo. But there are videos of the dude on YouTube.
And I've been told by someone that he's in it as well.
So, yeah, hopefully the videos aren't fake on YouTube.
I saw a preview of it or something like that.
He also goes on to say, how do we rate the new Xbox 360 controllers?
Haven't tried one.
I haven't tried one either, which is a shame, because I imagine for Mortal Kombat it would be quite good.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive though, aren't they? Like 45 quid or
they're
something?
They're only five or more than the packs with the play and charge kits anyway. Well. So. He also wants to know if with the new Batman, Arkham City... is there going to be a collector's edition, and what bat equip, I assume, will it be?
I hope so.
Okay, that's the only information we have on that.
No information as of yet, just the same as there's no information on an LA Noir collector's edition.
Okay, cool. So yeah, thanks for those letters. If you've got anything to send to us, feedback@gamercast.net, or leave it on the blog, gamercast.net, blah 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 blah.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week everybody would have heard this.
No.
Okay, everyone would have heard this. Actually, we had quite a few people try and guess what it was. So we had Catherine guess wrongly.
Well, I didn't know what it was, did I?
She said, I don't know what it is, but I will kick myself because it does sound familiar. Shane guessed it was Kingdom Hearts. He left that on the blog. I think my clue about it was not Disney put him in the direction of Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts.
It's got an S on the end.
Yeah, but he spelled it Kingdom Hearts.
I know.
That was not intentional. My Disney guess was just random that I threw out there.
Oh, great.
So that led you off in the wrong direction. But we did have someone called Sean guess accurately. He says,
oh, I can't believe
Final
that.
Fantasy VIII, which is the correct answer. And he says the music is a bit in the last video sequence with the Renoa lady.
Spoilers!
And blah, blah, blah.
That's spoilers.
That's a spoiler of a 10-year-old game.
Hey, it's a good game. That's my favourite.
15-year-old game.
You know, that's my favourite Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, and you didn't guess. Fail.
Mm.
So yeah, GZ to Mr. Sean.
I said I'd kick myself, didn't I?
Go on then.
I can't kick myself. I'll just punch you.
Fail. Don't punch me. Anyway, this week we've got something a bit better. Actually, I've forgotten what this week's is now, since I did it so long ago, since we're recording this episode so late. Let's have a listen. Oh yeah, I know what that is. Any guesses?
Any clues?
It's a game.
Uh-huh, any more clues?
Nope.
Paul?
Nope.
Oi, give me some clues.
There's a clue.
I didn't see it. Give me some clues.
PC game.
Uh-huh, any more clues?
Released... about 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
Any more clues?
That was the sound of the menu.
I don't think I know.
With clicking on buttons.
I don't know.
Catherine doesn't know. I don't. I know what it is.
Well, you flipping recorded it.
Anyway, if you think you know what it is, feedback@gamercast.net, or just leave a message on this week's episode on the website. Maybe someone will guess accurately this week, like last week.
New releases this week.
Okay, there's one or two games coming out this week.
Not probably a huge amount.
Probably the most important one being Yu-Gi-Oh! World Championship 2011 over the Nexus.
Sure.
Actually, no, that's probably the lamest game. Actually, wait, maybe that should be reserved for Shift 2.
Nah.
Anyway, let's talk about Combat of Giants Dinosaurs 3D. This is a 3DS game, yes. As you may have guessed from the title.
A new addition to the Combat of the Dinosaurs series. Combat of Giants, sorry. The yep. Dinosaurs spin-off series. It looks quite nice. I saw a bit of a video before we started the show. Yep.
So for those that don't know, the Combat of Giant has... There's been a mutant insect one, dinosaurs and dragons in the series. And it's just a fighting game where you fight...
Other monsters.
Monsters.
Dinosaurs, whatever.
So yeah, this is cool. Obviously, it's a beat-em-up for kids, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, now you can be a dinosaur again in 3D.
Which does it have Street Pass?
Street Pass.
Collect and trade. Does it have Street Pass?
Who knows?
Yeah, trading, chance encounter, that must talk about it. So you can trade items and stuff.
Also out on the 3DS this week is a new Rabbids game. Personally, I object to rabbits with rabies, but unfortunately some people find it funny and no doubt support people dying from rabies because they don't get their rabies shots in time after being bitten by one of these crazy animals.
So, I played this at that Nintendo event. Yeah, I thought it was alright. It's a 2D side-scrolling platform game. Nothing like the other Rabbids games, of course, that have been on the other things. It's not...
Rabies is not something to joke
it's
about.
It's not full of mini-games. It's got some mini-games, I'm sure, but nothing as much as they did in the past.
Right, you talk about the jib jab. I'm going to talk about rabies. Well, I'm just reading about it.
Okay.
Since I don't actually know what it is, to be honest. Ugh, that dog looks happy.
But yeah, so rabbits is using the history in time thingamajiggy with their washing machine. That, of course, the last rabbits game was on the Wii, and it's just. Side-scrolling platformer, really? What?
Have you finished talking now?
Yeah.
Good. The rabies virus infects the central nervous system, ultimately causing disease in the brain and death. Early symptoms of rabies in people are similar to that of many other illnesses, including fever, headache, general weakness or discomfort. I've got those symptoms right now.
Oh, no.
As the disease progresses, more specific symptoms appear and may include insomnia, partial paralysis, excutation, hallucinations, agitation, hypersalivation, that means spitting too much, difficulty swallowing, and hydrophobia, the game! Cool! Fear of water, for those that don't know. Death usually occurs within days of the onset of these symptoms. Anyway, let's talk a bit about Bejeweled Twist.
So this is a DS
spin,
version of Bejeweled.
I think, and explode!
Haven't we already spoken about this? I don't know. Actually, no, we spoke about Bejeweled on PC. So Bejeweled Twist, a new Bejeweled for DS only.
New
Bejeweled.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Okay, Yu-Gi-Oh! We're all jamming, blah, 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 blah. Storm Apocalypse.
A new Yu-Gi-Oh! Game for the... Well, whenever I used to work in game, we'd always have two kids that come in the day the Yu-Gi-Oh! Game comes out and say, "Oh my god, where's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Game? I want it."
We don't have it. Go away.
And then they get
go
a special card. I never got into Yu-Gi-Oh!
I don't even know what it is.
I don't like the character design.
I don't know what it is.
Didn't you always used to call it Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, but that's homophobic.
Hey! Are you making me sound bad? I've always called it Yu-Gi-Oh!
Fine, I'll say it as well. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh my god, don't get angry! But yeah, so new Yu-Gi-Oh! Game.
See, now we're both in trouble.
Oh. Apparently it's got over 4,200 cards that you can battle with. With up to 3 teammates. You can also battle via Wi-Fi. Although, of course, being a DS game, you will need a web connection.
Gamercast is not, in by any sense of the imagination, a homophobic organisation. Over 78% of our members are gay and proud of it. Most of Apocalypse is also coming out. This is the game that was supposed to come out a few weeks ago and was put back. The third birthday is what the hell is this?
Is the third Parasite Eve title. Well, a spin-off Parasite Eve title.
Paris of Eve?
Parasite Eve.
Parasite Eve.
Parasite.
Parasite Eve.
Parasite Eve. I always called it Parasite Eve. It's Parasite Eve.
Let's call it Paratrooper Eve.
It's
and her crazy journey through space and all time.
It was a Squeenix.
Squeenix.
like survival horror RPG almost, but an action RPG survival horror. Where you play as Aya.
Oh yeah.
Aya Bria.
Oh yeah. Shift 2 is also out.
That's a PSP only game, by the way.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay.
Shift 2 is also out. This is a Need for Speed / spin-offy Need for Speed game.
Arcade racing in it.
Is it arcade racing or is it more similar to Shift? Was well, I'm not going to say it was simulation, but it was track racing. It was like,
okay, I don't know, I don't play Shift.
So yeah, if you liked Shift, or as some people would accidentally mispronounce it, Shite, this might be the game for you. We've also got this other crazy game. I'm going to attempt to pronounce it now. Artonaligo Kugagigugu.
So I think it's Artonaligo. Koga, maybe?
Don't, if you're going to have it, put a K in it.
Koga.
It needs a U. This is English.
It's not got a U in it, though.
But they spelt it wrong.
It's Japanese.
I don't care.
I don't know.
Let's just rename it.
Spelling mistake on the game website.
Let's just rename it to Tony's Game About Al-Qaeda.
So this is a JRPG.
What's wrong with Tony? He's alright.
This is a JRPG, anime visuals. It looks quite pretty. And action-y battles. It's turn-based as such, but it's not a strategy turn-based JRPG. But you can also use song magic as well, apparently, which during combat... you can do a variety of key presses according to the rhythm of the music, and if your rhythm's good, the magic's good. And apparently it's got multiple story paths as well, like a lot of, well, actually games kind of sway away from that more nowadays, but apparently there's over 2 hours worth of endings for extreme replay value. But yeah, it's a JRPG. It looks quite nice. This is only a PS3 game. And that's pretty much all that's coming out this
week. Yep, I was going to review Crysis 2, but because of EA's crazy activation servers, you'll have to wait.
Why is that?
I couldn't play it till Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Because originally it said this will unlock on the 22nd.
Yeah.
And then on the 22nd it said this will unlock on the 25th. And by that point, I was just like, oh, screw it.
That's okay.
So next week, I'll tell you off the bat, though, the review will not be pretty.
Well, I'll play it as well.
How are you going to play it?
I got my 360 version.
No, you're not.
What?
You've got to sell that 360 version. You're not having it around
here. I ain't selling it.
Well, where is it going to live?
I don't know. I'll find somewhere.
Out in the hallway.
I'll find somewhere.
The common hallway. So, yeah, anyway, apologies for being a day late. We will be back.
Sorry about that.
Usual time next week. Unless, of course, Catherine has any more crazy trips planned.
There is one thing going on next week.
Oh, what?
Sci-fi London 48-hour filmmaking challenge.
Why would that interrupt GamerCast?
I don't think it will.
Good.
It may be slightly later.
See this? This is the appointment on my calendar. That's how it's supposed to be, yo.
I thought it was like 5 o'clock. Did you change it back to 6:30?
Oh, no, that's my exchange account still.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for some reason it's defaulted back to using the exchange one.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
But no, it is proper.
Okay, maybe I'll send you a new calendar request for next week's one.
Well, whatever.
So, that's pretty much it for this week's show.
Yep, catch you later.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week.